Hey everybody, this is Dan from Karate Cafe and the dojo manager and martial arts stuff and Rockstar Media. Anyway, this is my rant. I hate it when an uki doesn't actually punch through when they're punching at you. Because if as an uki, you keep ending your strike 6 inches from me, then you're gonna train my muscle memory poorly. I'm gonna learn to defend a punch that's always gonna land six inches in front of me. So you can't do that. And you know, I think safety is important. So go slow if you have to. You don't have to be the fastest guy. You're not proving anything about how fast your punches are. Your job is to help your partner train. So, keep that in mind. When you're an uki, one of the things you're doing is you're practicing to be an instructor one day, because you're helping coach that person to be a better martial artist. So, keep that in mind and think about that when you're the guy throwing the punch that the other guy has to defend, or girl, as the case may be. And I think that mentality is really important, that you're not just throwing a punch out there and you're not just doing what your instructor tells you to do. You're a coach. This is your chance to learn how to teach someone to do something. Notice if their technique is off. This is your chance to practice criticizing someone, because as an instructor, you need to do that. Now, again, be careful of the school and what belt you currently are and what belt you're criticizing, and all those things go into knowing your school and knowing your style and knowing the person that you're working with. And all of those factors will need to be a consideration when you become an instructor as well. So you're really practicing. But like I say, if you hang your punch out there 6 inches from my face, you're going to train my muscle memory poorly. And I'm going to be slow to react in a real situation. So that's my rant. As an uki, you're a mini coach, you're a mini teacher, you should treat it with the respect it deserves. Thanks. See you guys. Oh, and don't forget to stop by thedojomanager.com.